seems like Darren Thompson's had a sort of a rough start. What have you seen of him in the first three games?
Rookie. That's what I see. I see a guy who played, what, one, maybe two games last year, and all of a sudden he's coming back this year playing the first full season. So he's playing like a rookie. That's what he's doing. He's trying to do his best to make sure that he helped the guys back on the back end with the calls and adjustments. And there's a lot of pressure on him to do that. And so, but right now, that's what I see.
What do you do as a coach to try and not play like a rookie, even though it is, what, fourth, fifth game, something, whatever?
Well, what you do as a coach is continue to encourage the young man. You continue to make sure you build them up, letting them know that you believe in them, let them know that, you know, you're behind them. And so encouragement goes a long way, even with my kids. I mean, if I sit up here and I bash them every time they do something, they get have a mistake or something, that doesn't work. You know, that old school coaching, as far as yelling and screaming and maybe, you know, dog cursing the guy, I don't necessarily believe in that. And so encouragement goes a long way, and that's what I've done over my career.
You've always said, you know, you know when to take that approach, but you also know when to dole out a little tough love.
Yep.
Does it help? I mean, Darian's been here. You know Darian.
Right.
But last year he was in the room, but he wasn't a focal point.
Right.
Are you still kind of building that relationship, you think, with him?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when it comes to tough love and some of the themes and the statements I've made in the past is, you know, these players, each and every guy in the locker room, understands that we're going to all be held accountable. I mean, and to have the privilege to be able to come here and to work every day and have a job, that's an awesome privilege. But at the end of the day, it's not just coming to work and collecting the paycheck. And so having to make sure that these guys are performing the way we want them to perform. So you sit here and you try to make sure you diligently correct them when they're making a mistake, but at the same time, loving them up in a way that it's a positive reinforcement so they can move forth and help the team out. Because that's what it's ultimate about. It's all about the team. It's not about the one player. And so my tough love has gone to the point where I'm still the same guy, still the same coach, but I constantly try to make sure that these young men understand that, hey, it's about the team and you have to help the team and your role is very important. Darian was in the room last year, without a doubt, but it's a difference in being in a room and actually being between the lines. And so when you step on the field and you actually have to go out here and perform and things are moving fast, you know, it's an adjustment. And so whether he's played 3-4 games, it's still always an adjustment for a guy who's going through his first year.
With the missed tackles on Sunday, was there a common denominator there?
Stopping your feet. I mean, one of the things that we teach even our special teams coaches, Coach Stukes and Coach Quinn, is shortening your stride, but yet continuing to move towards the runners. And so he was stopping his feet. Every time you see him miss a tackle, I mean, that's been the focal point out in space. And that's something that we're working on.
How important is it to stick with him? And even though he's maybe going through rookie struggles and stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, I tell all my guys that you're all starters. We all need to be ready. I mean, and Andre Adams last year, you all know that he came in here as a rookie free agent, and thing is that I prepped him, he prepped himself as a starter and he had his chance. And so to sticking with Darian Thompson, absolutely, because at the same time, because a guy makes a mistake, if Eli throws a bad play one time, coach is not going to pull him out, you know. And so it's the same thing with this guy. You have to let him go through his growing pains and hopefully he'll learn from it.
I asked back yesterday, was it tougher to stick with Darian when you have Andrew who you know, played well last year, right in the wings?
No, because I, you know, when it comes to Andrew and Darian, they're two separate individuals, and that's the decision that the team has made to go with Darian. And so is it tougher to stick with him? No. I mean, because he missed a tackle last week that led to a touchdown, but it should have been stopped before then, but it didn't. It came to the second level, third level, and we have to be the eraser. And so teaching him and helping the kid grow from that versus punishing them and putting them in a corner, I think that's more beneficial to the overall outcome of where we want to go.
Is he like a hitter in baseball where maybe he just needs to get his hands on the football, a pick, and things will kind of
absolutely
turn?
All of us. I mean, we all need to get our hands on the football. It's not just Darian. I mean, because he had one opportunity, which of course we all know here at MetLife Stadium to intercept the ball versus the Lions, but we do, we all need to get our hands on the ball. And so, I mean, that could end up hopefully happening this weekend.
Do you find teams are scheming against Landon a little bit more this year?
Not really. I mean, there's Landon is everywhere on the field. I mean, he's strong, he's weak, he's inside, and so I don't know if teams can really get a beat on where he is and try to scheme him. But if, I mean, of course, if they see him, you see him constantly pointing at him, and they know that he's a threat. But as far as moving him around, Coach Spags has done a great job of moving him in different positions.
You guys have seen plenty of DeSean Jackson over the years. Mm-hmm. What's been the biggest challenge in trying to contain a guy like that?
Home run hitter. This guy, once he gets off a press or a jam at the line of scrimmage, he's trying to take the top off. And so, you know, I've gone against DeSean his entire career. And so I applaud the gentleman, you know, for the fact that he's able to run as fast as he runs, because guys ask me, you know, Coach, is that his true 40 time? I said, no, he runs whatever. He runs whatever it needs to be on that particular play. And so a guy like that, I mean, you constantly have to try to keep him in front of you. So, but he's definitely a home run hitter once he get past the first line of defense.
Have you seen the kind of growth that you expected from Landon this year?
Yeah, he's growing, and he has multiple more positions also. So the fact that he has, you know, we're grooming him into becoming a multi-talented safety, moving in and out of linebacker, playing free, playing strong. Yeah, he's growing, he's coming along, and so we like his progress.
You've been around here a while. You've seen a lot of different teams. Mm-hmm. How much do you have to keep an eye on guys not pointing the finger at each other when things start going poorly and you're 0-3 and struggling a little bit?
That's a good one, because that is one of the things that I talk to some of the coaches about, and I also grab players one-on-one. Snacks and I, we talk quite often, and so that is one thing that we have to make sure that we do is stick together. And team is the thing that I constantly preach to these guys, because you're right. Once that starts to creep into your program, that's no good. Oh, it's his fault. Well, I did my job. No, it's not about that. Although you may have done your job, but you have to also pick up your friend who may have, you know, fail on, you know, his job. So, but it's one thing that you do have to stop is making sure that no one is pointing the fingers. And so I do try to grab the guys individually.